This week, comedian Jerry Seinfeld performed to a packed stadium in Montreal. He was in Canada as part of the annual comedy festival called Just for Laughs. Now, at the same time, at the same festival, about 10 minutes away, a group of much less famous comedians were performing their best stuff to a much smaller crowd. They're known as the New Faces, and they're hoping to make it big. NPR's Andrew Limbong reports.
A New Faces showcase is a lot like any other comedy show. It's in a small theater, there's a host, a bar, comedians get on stage and do their thing, and so on and so forth. What makes it different is the audience. Sure, there are folks just looking to have a good time and get some laughs in, but there are others who are technically on the clock, with badges around their necks that say industry. These are people with job titles like talent coordinator and director of programming.
It matters, because this is your career. People talk. This is water cooler talk.
That's Sam Jay, a comedian who, just a few hours prior, crushed her set at the New Faces of Comedy Showcase, which focuses on stand-ups. Big names did New Faces, Hannibal Buress, Amy Schumer, Jimmy Fallon, but most of the comics I spoke to weren't thinking about that. You really can't. Here's Sam Jay again.
You start getting obsessed with what they're going to do, so what should I do? Oh, he does this type of material, so I should stay away from this. I mean, really, you should all just be yourself. So I try to silence that in my mind as much as I can.
In true comedy training ground fashion, the festival is adamant that none of these sets is recorded by the audience. But her set, which centered around her marriage falling apart, sounded like something you'll be hearing in a special soon anyway. Other standouts included a 26-year-old from New Jersey who was just on Colbert.
My name is Rami Youssef, and I'm Muslim. Like, yeah. Yeah, like from the news. Have you guys seen our show? Fox News or any of the news, they're all about us.
And Ray Sani, who delivered a joke about being a stripper, but not having the right kind of body to make it super lucrative. This is from a set of hers in Brooklyn earlier this year.
I was sitting on the floor of the locker room crying because I'd only made $29 and I hadn't tipped out the DJ yet, right? And like one of the fat big money making came over and she's like, next time, use your personality.
And it's not just stand-ups. There were showcases for sketch actors, online video creators, and arguably the lowest on the totem pole with the most to gain, people unrepped. No manager, no agent, just their jokes.
I have no idea how I would get on Jimmy Kimmel, right? Or like, you know, Conan or whatever. I have no idea how, just like email Conan at Gmail. I don't know.
That's Jeremy McClellan, one of the unrepped comedians a little before his set. For a guy without representation, he'd been doing relatively well, booking international tours, getting some press, but he's hit a ceiling that's hard to DIY your way through. That said, he did expertly weave his way through his joke about getting into an argument with his wife about the wage gap.
But, like, I explained to her, that's just because men naturally gravitate towards higher-paying professions, like doctor or engineer or CEO, whereas women, this is true, just naturally gravitate towards lower-paying professions, like female doctor and female engineer and female CEO.
A lot of the comedians agreed the best advice is to just be yourself, eyes on your own paper, don't think about the suits in the crowd. Here's Rami Youssef.
It's just such funny advice. You're, oh, be yourself, and it's like, also, do it in 6 minutes, also, like, everyone's here.
And everyone's hoping to say that they were in the room when the next Jerry Seinfeld was a New Face. Angel Limbong, NPR News.